you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
We talked about haunted houses this week, Tracy.
Yep, we did.
I said that we would mention in this episode kind of why this is almost or at least began really as a uniquely U.S. phenomenon. And it's something that actually came up on our episodes about the Haunted Mansion, because we talked about how they expanded that idea into parks around the world and how there are just other cultures where the ghost thing is not cool as an entertainment. It's disrespectful. And so that's part of the reason why, you know, the U.S. has this kind of obsession with something that maybe hasn't spread globally. I should mention, though, that Universal now does do Halloween Horror Nights in all of its global parks. So that is shifting, certainly. It's not as though, you know, other places haven't. It just seems like the U.S. took the idea and ran with it at full tilt.
Well, and when I was looking for artwork to put on our social media for this episode, I did find pictures of mostly the exteriors of haunted houses in other parts of the world, but I did not look deeply enough to see if those were associated with, like, U.S. chains.
Right.
Or, like, U.S. Business entities or... or not.
I'm not going to out them, but I will tell you, we have a colleague who recently confided to me that they are afraid of the Haunted Mansion.
What?
Which is so sweet. If you just don't like scary things, even if they're kind of cute and pretty benign, you just don't like scary things. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it struck me as funny. Also, big shout out to Muppets Haunted Mansion. If everybody hasn't watched it yet, it's marvelous. Marvelous.
Yeah, the last time I was at Disney, I remember a small child at the very beginning of the Haunted Mansion just absolutely losing it. And in a way that was both upsetting and funny, because the child was obviously clearly scared, but it also seemed like one of those moments that will be looked back on.
Right.
Like, remember that time I got so scared?
Remember when you lost your mind in the Haunted Mansion?
So when I was a kid, I grew up outside of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And there was this place that was called the Nature Science Center that has been through a whole ton of changes since, like name changes and business changes and stuff since then. And it was built on the grounds of an old hospital. And they had a haunted house that I remember being a fundraiser for the Science Museum. I could be wrong about that, though. And I feel like what they told us was that the haunted house was in what had been the psychiatric ward of
Well, of course
the hospital,
they told you that.
Which, I mean, that's got very problematic and offensive connotations, right?
Yeah.
Simultaneously, it was terrifying. And I remember being so scared and in there every single year. And yet every single year, I was like, when do we get to go to the haunted house? I tried briefly to confirm whether they were being truthful with that, because it definitely was a hospital. The Science Museum was not in what had been the hospital, but the hospital structure was still on the property. And that was where they were having the haunted house. And I remember of like the various haunted, like there would be the elementary school would have the haunted house as a fundraiser for the PTA and like that kind of stuff. And I remember among all of, among all of the things, all of the haunted house experiences of my childhood, the one at what was at the time called the Nature Science Center was the scariest one.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we didn't do a whole bunch growing up. I didn't really get into haunted houses until I was like probably college age. My beloved used to help build the JC's haunted house every year. He has so many like memories mm-hmm. that he loves to recount about working on those. And of course, that was post all of the code updates. So I haven't ever really asked him, like, was somebody there making sure everything was up to code? But usually I think at that point, most of those that continued were trying to borrow spaces that were already up to code themselves, right? Like, can we do this in the school's cafeteria for two nights? Or can we do this in, you know, this office park or whatever? Like, they have one area that's not being used. I've seen them there as well. Of course, I feel I didn't mention because we really didn't get into the modern ones. There are a lot of it gets very busy. Like, I didn't mention that Atlanta, of course, is home to one of the biggest and most famed and successful haunted houses in the world, which is Netherworld Haunted House, which I had the delight a few years back of touring it just by myself with our colleague Julie when she was working on another podcast and I was helping her capture some audio for it. And that was one of the most fun experiences ever because they kind of let us say like, yes, let's do lights out for here and let's do the full thing. Or, hey, can you turn the lights on because we want to see how this works? So that was like,
nice.
The most marvelous, beautiful, interactive haunted house experience you could ever have.
I don't think I ever actually went to that haunted house. I just saw their participation in the Dragon Con parade.
It's so good. And I mean, the people there, and that's the thing, most of the haunt community, like I have friends that love it. I have friends that got engaged at like a Universal Horror Nights haunted attraction. They are so passionate about it as an art in and of itself and like, you know, creating these places that are safe but still scary and fun. And there are certainly outliers and some controversy within that entire community about
sure
who does qualify as a haunt versus something a little more sinister. But ones like Netherworld, I'm blown away by the level and degree of just work that goes into it.
Yeah.
'Cause it's beautiful and fun. It.
Yeah.
Halloween everything all the time.
One thing I did want to note is whenever we talk about a fire, it seems like we get lots of listener requests for other fires. And for whatever reason, of all the tragedies we talk about on the show, the fires tend to be uniquely terrible to research and write about. So we don't do many of them. Because there are a lot. They are particularly a lot in a way that I don't know I can quite explain why.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's hard. There are lots of details about that Haunted Castle fire that I did not feel needed to be in this that are very upsetting. The other thing is that is recent enough that those families, you know, are still around. And that people that grew up in that area still talk about how harrowing it was and the impact it had. So I did not want to focus on any of the grislier aspects of it because that's just not important. to the story. But yes, I hope that everybody that goes out and enjoys a haunted house this year has a fun and safe time, and that you walk out more giddy and giggly than you do troubled from the whole thing. Or if you're me, you just keep trying to get the haunted mansion to stop when you're in the ballroom so you can look at everything for minutes, which happened the last time I was there, and I was the happiest squealing child on the planet. So happy haunts to everybody, and we hope that your Halloween season is going delightfully.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tracy, we talked about Roland Doe and possession and exorcism this week.
Yes.
And I mentioned that this is one that's been rattling around in my brain for a while, and there are a few reasons. One, I cannot tell you how much this case was discussed in my house growing up.
Yeah.
And part of it is that there's an interesting thing that happens here in reading about his case more in depth. And in some people's speculations, because there's a lot of speculation about it, is that his mother very much believed what was going on was some sort of possession. And that his father was kind of like, I don't know, I just want to help my kid. And there is even speculation that his dad was a little bit absent and that this may have been an incident of him kind of acting out because he didn't have the attention of his parents in the way that he wanted. But it makes me laugh because, can I just tell you, I suspect that if I had behaved in any of these ways, my mom would have been like, you're possessed. And my dad would have been like, what is your problem? Because my dad was very much not a believer in such things. And my mom loved it all.
Yeah.
And was really into all of that kind of lore and paranormal stuff. So it made me laugh so hard as I went. And anytime the parents were brought up, I was like, yeah, I know this dynamic.
Yeah. So I've never read the book, The Exorcist, and I did not see the film until I was solidly into adulthood, because I was raised in a household that was strict about what we were allowed to watch on TV and movies.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I didn't even have a friend that sneaked it into the slumber party or anything like that. Like, there were a couple times where we did have slumber parties and we watched something scary, but like never The Exorcist. So I was probably close to 30 by the time I saw it for the first time. And even then, there were elements of it that were like firmly in my psyche just because of how present they were in discussion. Like the whole idea of the projectile pea soup, already knew a lot about that from many years of having heard about it before I ever saw that on the screen on the television.
Yeah, it became a punchline in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If someone was really angry, people would go, what are you going to start throwing up pea soup on me? Like, I rewatched it again a couple times while I was working on this, kind of to really note the differences between it and the story as is recorded. It was more sexual than I remembered. It hasn't been that long since I watched it. It's probably only been like 4 years, but my brain wiped some of that. And I was like, whoa, I don't remember it being this much. And that is how I found out in mentioning that to my husband that he's never seen it.
Huh.
I don't know how that happened because I watch it with frequency, but I think I must be watching it in the sewing room without him. I will say again, and I tweeted about it, the sound design on that movie is spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
It's spectacular. And I don't just mean like, oh, it really sounds gross. Like, in terms of how it transitions from scene to scene, it's just handled beautifully. They deserved that Oscar, no question about it. I also wanted to mention two other things that came up. And this is a thing that gets bandied about. And I will say, if you go looking for information on this story online, you will find a lot of, I don't know if banter is the right word, but there is a lot of, well, I did research and it contradicts this other writer that everybody thinks is the expert. And like, no, I did my research. There's a lot of that involved, which is fine. But one of the things that kept coming up, and I just found it kind of funny and charming to think about, is the moving of the bed. And a lot of people pointing out, but like in the late 1940s, a lot of beds still had wheels. And like, maybe that was adding to perhaps a precocious kid's ability to make the bed move without it. But then there are all of these accounts that go, no, 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 he wasn't moving at all. He was lying perfectly still. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Listen, clever children can set up all kinds of mechanisms. I'm very skeptical. So that's my stance. But the other thing that is very funny to me, and this is like the 10-year-old boy who lives inside of my soul coming out.
Mm-hmm.
In the priest diary, there are a couple of mentions of during his possession episodes, flatulence. And I'm like, wait, is gas demonic now? Because
it is. We have a problem.
Right. I think we all have a little problem to deal with at that point. It just made me laugh and was a funny element in this story.
Yeah.
Oh, The Exorcist. Oh, Roland Doe. It's very ripe for people to interpret however they wish because of the lack of documentation. So,
yeah.
I am not a believer, but if people love it and want to believe in it, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I am not a believer either. And the one thing that like troubles me about these kinds of stories is how often it seems like, okay, this is harming someone.
Right.
But then you get into fabulous movie depictions that are...
Right, and that's another thing, is that there are definitely some essays you will find where people will talk about, like, if you actually believe that something like demonic possession is possible, that movie does a terrible disservice in making it this sensationalized thing and not a real problem to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, we mentioned it. There were definitely priests along the way who were like, hey, I think doing an exorcism on a kid that maybe needs a doctor is going to make stuff a lot worse.
Right, right.
I mean, there was definitely a reluctance within the church. There were a lot of people who were like, I don't think we're looking at this the right way. This mm-hmm. isn't the Middle Ages. We need to get this kid like real help from trained professionals. And that, you know, goes on. I couldn't re-find it when I was first doing my prelim research. You know, you and I will both often like just search a topic and look for kind of what's out there. There was one account that I read that talked about one of the priests either involved or like secondhand involved. He had been a friend of one of them. I don't remember because I could not find it again. Having seen The Exorcist and being very, very angry at how it sensationalized things in a way that mm-hmm, he thought would mm-hmm. be damaging. Because his take was like, oh, this could be very instructional for the general public. I don't know why anyone would think a fictional movie would be that. But and that being an element of its reception. But like I said, I couldn't re-find that article. And so I
hate when that happens.
Oh, it makes me crazy.
And I'll be like, I'm looking at my history in my browser and I can't find it in here either. And I hate it.
I mean, I don't think you're as bad as me, but that is what happens when I do that thing where I have like 130 tabs open and then mm-hmm. I'm like, well, damn it. Or my computer will crash and I'm like, it's gone forever. I'm never going to find it again. I hope nobody feels like they are possessed by anything other than joy this weekend.
Yeah.
And that you have obligations, that they go smooth as silk, and that if you don't, that you get some rest and some fun. Since this is Halloween weekend, everybody be very, very careful out there if you're celebrating. And if you're not, I hope you find peace and that you're not in any way terrorized by people who want candy or to play tricks. I am going to have pumpkin waffles because that's what the Muppets planted the idea of, a Halloween brunch where everybody has pancakes together, and I'm gonna have waffles and have a couple friends over.
I think we're planning to hand out candy to trick-or-treaters. If all goes well, I might just be hanging out on the couch from getting a booster shot. We'll see.
Woo! Fingers crossed. So happy Halloween, everybody. We hope you have a great time if you're celebrating. And we will see you right back here tomorrow with a classic. And then next week on Monday, there will be new shows.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.